Daily Light, September the 3rd, morning. No leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Abhor what is evil. Abstain from every form of evil. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ our Passover Lamb has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. It was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners. In him there is no sin. No leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory. Exodus 13:7 and Proverbs 8:13, Romans 12:9. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, Hebrews 12:15, Psalm 66:18, 1 Corinthians 5:6-8, 1 Corinthians 11:28, 2 Timothy 2:19, Hebrews 7:26, and 1 John 3:5. Daily Light, September 3rd, evening. The serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. Your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." But I am afraid, as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Therefore take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan. For we are not ignorant of his designs. The serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. Your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Genesis 3:4 and Genesis 3:5, 2 Corinthians 11:3, Ephesians 6:10-11, Ephesians 6:13-17, 2 Corinthians 2:11.